Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
To doing this event with the White House Correspondents' Dinner that's about freedom of the press.
I want them because I don't want to see it be canceled. I don't want to have a crazy person. I think it's really bad for a crazy person to be able to cancel something like this. There are great people in the press too. I can name, but I don't want to embarrass your show. We have some great people in the press, some very fair people.
This is on 60 Minutes with Nora O'Donnell on Sunday. President Trump, you know, this is after they had already had the dust up over she read the ridiculous comments from the manifesto to him, and he told her she was a terrible person and terrible journalist. And, you know, but I love the idea that he said, we're not going to let some madman decide what we do with this event. We're going to have this event. Joining us now, we have our senator from the great state of Florida, former governor, and now Senator Rick Scott. Senator, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, it's nice to be with you. I was invited, but decided not to go. Those events have become, in my opinion, dangerous. There's just so much hate out there. So I think it's very difficult to secure venues like that. But I'm glad the president, the first lady, and everybody there was safe. It's a scary time.
Did you said you didn't go. Did you not go because of security concerns?
I mean, here's what I'm going through right now. There's a guy that the Democrats all campaign with. They go to Cuba with. His name is Hassan Piker. He goes on his podcast and wants to be murdered. You got Democrats campaigning with him. He wants all capitalists murdered. He says we deserve 9/11. He's anti-Israel. He's anti-Semitic. I just think if you're that's going on, you ought to just say, okay, be careful. I mean, that's a crazy, it's a crazy time in this country. The Democrats are all on board for violence. And so I just think we all have to be careful. I'm glad the president's safe and the first lady's safe. This is the third time in what, 2 years,
yeah.
2.5 years or something like that. I mean, and by the way, the Democrats, you see some of the stuff these people write, they wanted the guy dead. Like Jimmy Kimmel, I mean, joked about his death before this happened, and nothing happens.
Do you think Jimmy Kimmel? Do you think it's an FCC thing where he can lose the not him obviously, but the broadcast stations that carry the ABC programming for him? Because Melania has obviously called for him to be fired. Of course, President Trump has done and said so before. He says that the joke was about President Trump being old. I watched the fake thing that he did. I thought it was atrocious.
Yeah.
I thought the thing was atrocious.
How can I lie about this?
Right.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel is despicable, but he's just an example. What the mainstream media has done, what the Democrats are doing, they are normalizing violence. Okay. And like Obama said, oh, we weren't sure what his intention was. Give me a break. You're a complete liar. The Democrats are okay. I mean, look, the guy that wants to be murdered, wants all capitalists murdered, they're campaigning with him. They're going to Cuba with him. And they're going to Cuba in a regime that kills its own citizens, tortures them. I mean, I have a picture of a guy, Alexander Diaz Rodriguez. The guy looks like a Holocaust survivor. I don't think he's 30 years old. They starved him. He's got cancer. They gave him no treatment, so he died. I mean, and these people are supporting this stuff. So, I mean, the Democrats have gone crazy.
Your two issues that are on your agenda right now. One is the DHS funding, this ongoing, unbelievable. I don't even understand why we're here anymore. It's crazy that we're not funding this.
Well, think about it. Oh, some of these Democrats say, oh, thank God for our Secret Service. Well, they don't care about them enough to pay them. I mean, they're sitting there. We vote after vote after vote. And the Democrats all say, I don't want to pay people on Homeland Security. That's what they say. And we don't want those ICE people that you know make sure our daughters aren't raped. We don't like them. Okay, that's what the Democrats are saying. Oh, Border Patrol. No, you're not letting all those illegal criminals into our country. So we don't like you. I mean, these people have gone berserk.
Do you think that because I talk to a lot of Democrats, a lot of Democrat friends. I see online some of the crazy stuff that gets posted. But I also see a lot of people who, you know, they disagree with me politically, but they're not, like you say, they don't support repressive regimes. They wouldn't support a lot of the things that at the national level pass for normal. What's the disconnect between the Democrat voter, the average person here in Pensacola, and what the kind of things that you're talking about?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I think, I assume there's normal Democrats. I mean, take the Save America Act. Democrats want voter ID, but elected Democrats know that they won elections without fraud, so they don't like it. They don't want voter ID because they know for them to get elected, you know, there has to be some fraud involved, because you're going to elect people that hate our country, that don't want that want to allow criminals into our country, that don't want people to protect our kids, that don't want safe communities, that want to destroy our economy. I mean, they have such Trump derangement syndrome. They're okay with they destroy everybody's life as long as Trump fails.
We're talking to our Senator Rick Scott. Senator, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. So still dealing with the accident that happened on Compter Road and North Davis Highway. Just some minor delays there. Also, the light at W Street in Cervantes is out. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Senator Rick Scott. Senator, one of the things, and this had escaped me, I didn't realize that the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, is actually up for reauthorization. What, tonight the act expires? Is that right?
Yeah, it expires tonight. We did it. Actually, it was going to expire a week ago, or 2 weeks. A week ago, and we did a 10-day extension. So here's what makes me mad. You should care about national security and should care about, you know, personal freedom. You're not supposed to surveil Americans. The FBI has surveilled Americans. I've been surveilled, right? So they surveilled me after January 6th. They, under Biden, they stole my tax returns, released them, never went after the people they gave the tax returns to. And then under the Clinton years, when I fought Hillary here, they went after my company. But Democrats, you know, no, they're okay with that. I'm not. Right? Because it's all this lawfare. Nobody at the FBI has been held accountable. So we want to extend FISA, but we have to have some changes so this doesn't happen again when we get the next, you know, because Trump's doing the right thing. Cash Patel, they're not going to do the wrong thing. But guess what? If we get a Democrat president sometime, are they going to go back into the exact same stuff again? And why can't they hold somebody accountable when they know they did the wrong stuff?
So are you at this point unwilling to reauthorize it, want it with conditions? Will those conditions be accepted by the Democrats? I mean, that's the problem you have, right?
Well, there's Democrats and Republicans on this issue that are trying to make it better.
Okay, good.
I'm hopeful that the House will, what they pass, hopefully they'll get something done. We'll know this morning that they've been, will come together through, they have a meeting at the Rules Committee before 10, but hopefully they can come together with some common sense reforms. Warrant requirements wouldn't make sense. So, you know, some things like somebody besides just the FBI looks when they go to a FISA court, somebody else is on the other side. Gets to argue the other side. So there's some logical things to do. I want safety for Americans and I want personal freedom for Americans. That's not too much to ask. And I don't think we're that far apart, but we got to get everybody in a room and start solving some of these problems in this country. I've been up here 7 years. People don't talk to each other.
They
talk over each other.
One of the things that we're seeing right now is, of course, you know, Florida is in the midst of a potential redistricting. We're just starting special session next week. You've got other states that have done really outrageous things with their redistricting. I totally agree with the perspective that the Democrats have been doing this for years. Republicans are finally catching up. Not that it makes it right for either of us. We shouldn't be redistricting for political purpose. But, you know, here we are, and we're still waiting on the Supreme Court to say whether race should be involved. What is the long game here? Because this fight over redistricting has become like a nuclear war, basically, between the parties.
Well, what we ought to have is our, you know, as much as possible, our states represent, you know, the population.
Agreed.
It's ridiculous what Virginia did when Republicans get at least 47-49% of the vote, and we're going to have one congressman out of Virginia, out of 11, I think it is. So I don't know exactly. I've of course seen what they're doing in Florida. What I know is we've got to make sure it's fair to everybody in our state, and so I'm hopeful that's what will happen.
Well, you've been governor. You know this process is very complicated and difficult, and I mean honestly, it gets me to the point where I almost can see the parliamentary system, you know, where if you get 30% of the vote, you get 30% of the seats. And if you get 60% of the vote, you get 6%. Yep. But then we lose the individual who represents us. And I hate that as a trade-off, but this, everybody's doing evil. I mean, undermining the values of democracy and a representative republic in the way we do redistricting. And I don't know how to fix it. It just seems like it's getting worse and worse. And here we are where each state is, you know, well, we're a Republican state. We're going to do it worse so that we can balance what you're doing worse. And that can't be the answer.
No. Whatever they do in Florida, I hope it's fair to make sure people feel comfortable that we have a process that is actually fair to the voters. What I tried to do when I was governor is, you know, whatever, you know, I did anything is, you know, I represent everybody in the state, and you've got to try to be fair don't dilute people's votes. Yep. That's why I'm really a big supporter of the Save America Act, because I don't want anybody's vote to be diluted by somebody that doesn't have a right to vote.
No, I completely agree. You were a former governor, and this is why I think this is interesting. Governor DeSantis has been authorizing a very high number of executions over the last year and a half. I'm fully on board with this. I think it's ridiculous that people wait 30 and 35 years to see the murderer of their child get executed. These are not close calls. None of these are close calls. They're all atrocious people. But as governor, you know, how do you make that decision of which ones to actually pursue? Are you restricted, like we can really only authorize these ones? Because again, it seems like he's accelerated the pace, which I support, just give me the governor's perspective on why this doesn't happen more frequently.
Well, first off, it's a pretty solemn duty. I ran on jobs, and so when I ran in 2010, I never even knew I had any involvement in executions. And so the approach I took is I went through the cases. I think there were about 400 people on death row, and I went through the cases to make sure the worst cases. I looked at those. I looked at the length of time people had been on death row. I looked at the chance that, you know, it would not be upheld, because it still has to be a final review by the U.S. Supreme Court and the state Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And so it's a solemn duty, and it's not something that I cherish, I did it, and it's like I did, you know, we had that, and I had clemency cases. Every 9 days I had about 80 to 100 people. It was all murderers, pedophiles, rapists, and significant drug sellers. Hmm. And I had to decide with no standards what sort of clemency we should do. It's hard.
And especially for, I mean, you know, people of faith, it's hard too. Even if you believe in it, which I do, it's still, you know, it should never be easy. And that's, you know, part of the duty as well.
Well, what I told people is it's my job. My job is to do the job of the governor when I was the governor. And I said, that's the law. When people didn't like it, I said, you have the opportunity to go change the law. I tell people, if you don't like the fact that we have it in our state, then we do have a legislature, and you can go change it.
Hey, last thing, I know it's maybe not as big of a deal, but the King of England, who we broke away from, if I remember correctly, is going to be giving an address to Congress. You're going to be at the joint address?
Yep, I'll be there. That'll be interesting. What I like him to do is talk to Starmer and tell him he should act more like Churchill and less like Chamberlain. Because right now he's an appeaser to Iran, that's wrong. The thing I'm working on up here, I think one thing I hope in the election this fall, there's a real conversation about how we are the jobs going to get in Florida. We've been losing jobs in the state of Florida. It's the biggest thing for, you know, a lot of families. I grew up in a family where my parents struggled for work. So hopefully that this election this fall, there will be a big focus on whoever we elect is going to focus on how do we get more jobs in the state.
Boy, talk about a topic that we all care deeply about that is not getting much press right now. Not much of the headlines. Senator Rick Scott, our senator from the great state of Florida. As always, sir, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate the perspective, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. If you're on Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, expect about a 10-minute delay there. Avalon Boulevard southbound headed toward I-10. About a 9-minute delay. Let's see here. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, experiencing about a 7-minute construction delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you need to do any kind of video production, like for social media, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, or you're doing an ad like for television or a training video or for insurance purposes, you want a video of the outside of your house. Now, I know the name is Pelican Drones, and so you think, well, I don't need a drone. Well, okay, great. They do ground-based stuff as well. Meetings, conferences, all of that. Anything that's got video involved in it, they will produce it for you. They will edit it for you. They'll give you the size you want. They give you the raw footage from the beginning so that you can use it however you want in the future, but they'll produce it for you. They work with big companies, everybody from Portofino to FDOT to FPL, Innisfree, Netflix, HGTV, or your neighbor who just wants a documentary record of the outside of their home in case, God forbid, a storm comes. You know, whatever the need is, by the hour, by the half day, by the day, Pelican Drones can make it happen. So easy to work with these guys at pelicandrones.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Often the most unhealthy part of a person is their mind. People fantasize about life with a different spouse, or they entertain negative thoughts that often lead to depression, or some people think of themselves more highly than they ought. After all, no one knows what you're thinking unless you tell them. It's easy to keep secret the bad habits of the mind. Did you know that 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Beware of thinking on things that inhibit your spiritual growth or undermine your relationship with others. Instead, capture your thoughts and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You'll be glad you did, and so will the people in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates Andrew McKay on being the only broadcaster to make Florida's 50 over 50 list for 2026. For more than a decade, Andrew has kept Escambia and Santa Rosa counties informed, covering local meetings, interviewing officials, and breaking down big stories that matter. He takes pride in keeping the community informed and making sense of the headlines that shape our daily lives. It's a well-earned honor for a voice our community trusts every morning. Congratulations, Andrew, from News Radio 92.3.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3. 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I've never seen a face like that before. That must be the look of being old.
Good morning. 729 here on News Radio 92.3. Keela Richardson made top five. I would assume she's going to make top three. I would assume we're going to get a parade and a Wahoos Stadium performance after next week. She did great singing Taylor Swift and Etta James. That's bold. I think they all sang Taylor Swift, maybe. But singing Etta James, man. Woo. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. President Trump met with his security team yesterday to discuss Iran's latest proposal. Iran, of course, proposing to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. And the U.S. Blockade of Iranian ports to be lifted simultaneously. Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt telling reporters yesterday the proposal is being discussed, but she did not say if it's being considered. A federal judge has temporarily stopped the University of Pennsylvania from having to provide a list of its Jewish employees to the Trump administration. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission was seeking information on the school's Jewish employees, as well as a list of school groups and organizations related to the Jewish religion, on the grounds that it's investigating anti-Semitic harassment.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Coming up, by the way, I know I had some people text in. It was kind of, the conversation was a little weird at the end. I think also his people were trying to get him to get off because he had another interview coming up. That might have been an issue. I don't know for sure, but that might have played a factor in a little bit of his answers at the end.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa, late night host Jimmy Kimmel pushing back on Monday night show, explaining his joke that drew the ire of the First Lady. This from Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
It was a pretend roast. I said, our First Lady Melania is here. Look at her, so beautiful. Mrs. Trump, you have a glow like an expectant widow, which obviously was a joke about their age difference.
Melania Trump roasting the late night host on X.
Kimmel's hateful and violent rhetoric is intended to divide our country. His monologue about my family isn't comedy. His words are corrosive and deepens the political sickness within America. People like Kimmel shouldn't have the opportunity to enter our homes each evening to spread hate.
Fox's Aisha Hosni, President Trump called for Kimmel to be immediately fired. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 70 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning, and we'll get to a look at our forecast in just a few minutes. A Pensacola community garden getting national attention after being featured in a new Home Depot television commercial. From the Ground Up Community Garden under the I-110 overpass near downtown was selected from a nationwide pool of candidates for the 60-second commercial. The selection came with thousands of dollars in donated plants, materials, and supplies, including new lighting, furniture, kitchen equipment. Master Gardener Elizabeth Eubanks tells the PNJ that the response since the commercial's release has been overwhelming, with people reaching out who'd never heard of the garden before. It's served the community since 2015 as a place to grow food, host artists, and bring people of all backgrounds together. Pensacola music teacher Keela Richardson made it to American Idol's top five last night after two outstanding performances. It was Taylor Swift week. She performed Lover by Taylor Swift, then shifted over and did Etta James' I'd Rather Go Blind. Judge Luke Bryan gave Keela high praise.
Just started happening to me. I was just starting to well up. Watching your growth is so inspirational. So inspirational.
Thank you, Lynn.
And Keela goes for the top three next week. If she makes that, Mayor D.C. Reeves has said there will be some type of a local parade and performance in the works. A Pace man has been sentenced to 5 years in state prison for the hot car death of his 10-month-old son back in 2021. Dustin Campbell was convicted of aggravated manslaughter in January after leaving his infant son in a hot van June 9th, 2021. The child was found in the van hours after and died of hypothermia. Campbell told deputies he thought his wife or another family member had taken the baby inside. In addition to prison time, Campbell was sentenced to 2 years of community control, 3 years of probation. Well, not a lot of rainfall in the forecast. The area is still in a major drought.
Stanley tax collector Scott Lunsford says more than $22 million in property taxes remain unpaid. Channel 3 is reporting that all 2025 unpaid real estate and tangible personal property taxes must be paid by 4th.
It sounds like some type of a mix-up in the audio there. Drought conditions expected to worsen in North Escambia. North Escambia County, NorthEscambia.com, reporting portions of Century, McDavid, Bratt, Davisville, and parts of Walnut Hill are in an extreme drought, along with Santa Rosa County. The remainder of Escambia County also in a severe drought. Forecasters warning those conditions can bring water shortages and extreme fire danger. Well, Florida could redraw its congressional map this week. Lawmakers in a meeting today in Tallahassee for a four-day special session. They'll be discussing redistricting, AI, and vaccine requirements. Governor Ron DeSantis proposing an AI Bill of Rights to give parents more control of their kids' use of AI, especially companion chatbots. Getting that passed might not be easy, though. Senate President Ben Alberton has said has indicated some support for the bill, but House Speaker Daniel Perez seems a bit hesitant on that. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a seven-minute delay through that construction zone. Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, experiencing a 12-minute delay, and Highway 29 headed south toward Nine Mile Road has a seven-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have mostly sunny skies today with a high near 83 degrees, 20% chance of rain today. Overnight, temperatures dropping near 71. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a 20% chance of rain, high near 84. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Keeping a small 20% chance of rain on that Thursday with a high near 79 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
We've got 71 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Gas is still going to cost you. Oil prices have risen this morning, up by more than 3%, as U.S. officials consider Iran's offer to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and end the war, but leave nuclear negotiations for a later stage. West Texas Intermediate currently hovering at roughly $101 per barrel, Brent at $112. Shares of companies tied to artificial intelligence infrastructure tumbled this morning after a report that OpenAI has fallen short of internal growth expectations. Oracle dropped 7.5%, while NVIDIA, Broadcom, and Advanced Micro Devices declined between 2 and 5%. BP reported stronger than expected first quarter earnings, citing exceptional oil trading contributions. The company also said it expects reported upstream production to be lower in the second quarter when compared to the first 3 months of the year. Futures are mixed as NASDAQ futures slide on OpenAI's report. Monday, the Dow Industrials dropped 62. That's Your Money Now.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You recognize the smell of marijuana, but it's not just a smell. It's a warning. If you can smell it, harmful chemicals are entering your lungs, bloodstream, and brain, and our children too. Every inhale affects brain development and triples the risk of serious respiratory issues. Protect your kids and grandkids from the dangers of marijuana. Their future is on the line. This message is sponsored by the Department of Children and Families and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
A lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Yeah, Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, kind of a rare one. I get used to him being in studio, but he's coming back from an event over in Tallahassee for the Law Enforcement Memorial. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Scammy Sheriff Chip Simmons, joins us now. Sheriff, welcome back, sir. No? Sheriff, are you there? All right, John, would you try to figure this out on the phone? I'm not sure why.
Good morning,
Andrew. There we go. Sorry about that. Yeah. All right. We've had a weird rash of phone things lately. I don't know why. Anyway, welcome back, sir. Good to have you. How was the event in Tallahassee?
Oh, it was done very well. We went to two different memorial ceremonies. As some of your listeners may remember, we had to add one of our deputies, Jeremy Cassidy, who was actually shot 15 years ago in line of duty, and then he succumbed to his injuries last year. So we added Jeremy Cassidy to the list of the fallen deputies, and we were able to go to what I guess is the state or the Fraternal Order of Police ceremony, which was at a civic center in Tallahassee, and then later on we went to the Florida Sheriff's Association ceremony where he was added to that wall as well. So we have we're just now heading back because we had a late night of meetings and such with other sheriffs on some boards that I'm on, and now I'm heading back to work. I'll be in shortly.
Any news from those meetings that we would want to know about?
No, a lot of our conversation was about health benefits, about sovereign immunity, and some of the bills that would affect or could potentially affect the fees that we pay for insurance rates.
Oh, okay. All right. So the bureaucratic stuff that is not particularly fun to talk about, but absolutely is important to get solved just the right way. You know, my brain works a little bit weird, and I have an odd question to ask you, just because you're driving back from Tallahassee. When do you finally feel like you're home? Like, is it crossing into Escambia, crossing into Santa Rosa, crossing Oklahoma? You know, like, because I know for me, I feel like I'm home when I cross into Santa Rosa County, because now I'm in my two-county area. I know both the sheriffs. I know all the elected officials. Like, this is my home. But I'm wondering, like, you're the, you know, you're a Scambia, but you've lived here your whole life. When do you feel like you're home coming west from Tallahassee?
Probably when I see the bridge heading from Santa Rosa to Escambia County.
All right, the I-10 bridge. Okay.
I usually like to wait until I'm in my jurisdiction, and then I know I'm home. So if I see something, I can make a traffic stop, or I can call somebody, you know, to help me out without having to, you know, give a courtesy call to Bob Johnson. So usually it's me. It's whenever I round the corner there and I can see the bridge right there. That takes me into Escambia County.
Okay. I kind of figured that might be your answer, but I was, you know, and it makes sense. You're in your full plenary power as, you know, the executive over the agency here, and they're your people. They have to come if you call. Whereas, you know, it's, you're not asking if you're in, you know, but in Santa Rosa, you have to ask. That's interesting. That's why I ask. We've had a couple of pretty bad incidents, not that many, but at least one, one killed and two shot at the 850. It looks like 850 at 850 event center. This is pretty close to the headquarters, right? It's kitty corner to you guys on the northwest corner, but it's off Pace or Fairfield. It's like buried back in the woods back there somewhere. What happened here?
Well, it's Delano. I think it's one block to the north of Fairfield there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there was an argument. I guess there were some people that had been to an event there. They were filtering outside, and then there was a fight of some sort that led to gunfire. And as you mentioned, one individual lost their life, another person was injured. We're certainly investigating it. We put an individual out on our social media platform that we want to talk to. Right now, he's considered a person of interest. If you know where 21-year-old Trenton Michael Mason is, we would like to talk to him. We have not yet. He's not come forward. He hasn't come and talked to us and told us what he knows yet. So we're putting information out so that people can share it and let us know where we can find it.
I'd never heard of this place before. Is that a place that has a habit, a history of being trouble, or, you know, you tell me, I just don't even know.
Well, I can tell you this is the second homicide we've had in that location within the last year. They typically hire an off-duty deputy that works there. I don't know if this was before or after the deputy was working there, but we also have had a camera in that area, whether it's in that camera, whether it's in what used to be the Cumberland Farms right there, or even in the air, in a parking lot of McDonald's. All three of those kind of are near each other.
Yeah.
So is it safe to say we've had some issues there? I think that two homicides in a year is certainly, I think, would qualify as some issues. We have had a conversation. We actually met with management after the last one, and as soon as I walk in the door, I will work on getting another meeting with him, with them as well.
Very good. We also had, actually, let's pause for just a second. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, hold on just a moment. We got traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. Highway 90 coming into Pensacola is seeing about an 8-minute delay. Also, the light at Cervantes and W Street is out. It's red flashing for W and yellow flashing for Cervantes. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, there was a bomb threat of some sort at Beulah Middle School yesterday. Anything of note? What do we know?
I know it was some nut job calls in and says that he had some homemade bombs to plant in the school, and it's going to blow up within a certain time period. And we take these very serious. Obviously, the safety of our children is very important to us. And we worked very well with the school district. I was actually on the phone with our superintendent, Keith Leonard, and we were talking about the response of the deputies. We're also talking about the response of the personnel at the schools. And I think that your listeners will be glad to know that we coordinate very well together. And, again, I think it's important to note that the safety of the children, even if we don't necessarily believe it, we want to make sure that the children are safe. And so they put them in a safe spot. We asked for help with Santa Rosa County as a bomb dog, or had a bomb dog that was available, and I have to say thank you to them. They brought their bomb dog over. They searched the school, and then they put the kids back to learning. So it was all about nothing, but it is one of those things that we have to take serious, and we will do that every time.
You guys had a robbery? Was it overnight at I think it was at Creighton and Lanier with the Cumberland Farms?
Yeah, it went down. It goes down as a robbery. Someone was trying to buy some tobacco, but he had a hood on, and the clerk wasn't having any of it. And then he got angry, went behind the counter, started taking things. I think he implied he had a weapon, and then he left the store. So it's we consider it a robbery. There's probably more to it. We'll have to review the video and determine exactly what if it's a robbery by sudden snatching, is it shoplifting, it is an assault. Or is it a robbery? We're going to do some more evaluating, and certainly we're going to look to see who did this. So we should have a video of it, and we may well put some pictures of the individual that may have done it, even if he's in a mask. Some people may recognize the clothing, the gait, or whatever they can to identify this individual.
And I just want to clarify, not about this case, but my understanding of the law. There are kind of three different scenarios. In scenario one, in the commission of a robbery, you have a weapon but don't show it, use it, or threaten it. Situation number two, you have a weapon and you use it or show it, at least. And then situation number three is you don't have a weapon but you say you have one. All three are bad in slightly different ways, right?
Yeah, all three are felonies, and you can go to prison for a long time with all of them. Obviously, if you pull or brandish a weapon or point a weapon or shoot a weapon, that's going to get you probably more time. But you can't. A lot of times people will walk in and they'll like pull the shirt up so you can see a weapon. That's just as good as pulling it out to us. But there are times when people make threats to harm somebody, but they may not have a weapon. So we're looking at this one. It's clear this guy was up to no good because he went behind the counter and he caused the employee to flee. Mm-hmm. And so obviously there was some things going on there that can't be. At the very minimum, it's felony shoplifting type of thing. But I would think we got an aggravated assault in our hands.
There's supposedly, I don't know, I've seen the rumors that there's some beach takeover coming this Saturday. Are you guys, you going to be okay? Going to handle this all right?
Yeah. Well, I think we will. You know, what happened is this is the new thing. People will get online and they'll have an open invitation, or they'll talk about how great it's going to be. And it's not just here, it's everywhere. And then you see what happens in some of these other locations and you think, okay, are we prepared for that to happen here? Can we adequately police an event like that? I can tell you that we're very aware of this post. Whether it is a true post or someone just messing around, we don't know yet, but we are following up on it. We certainly know who made the post. We're going to be in contact with him, hold them accountable for the overtime if it comes to fruition. We're going to hold them accountable for you know, the event itself. And if people are parked in improperly, we can charge them double for towing their car away. And I can, as you can imagine, we are going to have plenty of deputy presence there. We're also watching the weather. It's supposed to rain that day, but we're going to be prepared. We're certainly aware of the invitation, and we're going to try our best to have a conversation with this individual and let him know that you can't just loosely put invitations like this together, because if someone gets hurt, I'm going to try everything I can to bring charges on you for starting this mess.
Very good. I appreciate that. The flock camera system, you and I have talked about this a little bit in the past. It's come up quite a bit in the city, of course. And, you know, one of the questions that I had about this was access of other agencies to your flock camera data. I know it's connected to the real-time crime center for you guys, but let's say the Broward County Sheriff or FHP or, you know, ICE, I mean, whoever, or, you know, Santa Rosa, doesn't matter. You know, if somebody wants information from your flock camera system, how does that work?
They ask us for it. We only have a handful of people that have access to the ICE database anyways that can input a tag. And we have some pretty strict standards and protocols for that. So if another agency wanted to know if a car is coming through here or some information on historical information on a vehicle, a tag, then they would ask us. They would ask us for permission, and then we would run that and give them that information. So it's not they can't just reach in and grab the information from our system. They have to ask for it.
And that's what I wanted to know, because I thought it's being portrayed as if, you know, everybody everywhere has access and they can just look it up on their own. And that's what I thought is you guys are gatekeepers essentially of your own camera system. And then in the like subject line,
you can offer. Excuse me, Andrew. You can offer to do that. You can set your protocol open so that other people can do that. But this case, we had a lady was. That had a child, and we were really looking for her. We were kind of pinging all agencies locally so that they can't put that information on their system. So and obviously, if we have a Amber Alert from from Tallahassee or from Panama City, then we're gonna look them up. We're gonna allow them access to our system to look for that particular vehicle. So but it is by request only the way our system is set up. And they have to do that every time.
And in the subject line, I know Chief Winstrom was talking about this. You have to put in do you guys have a policy? You have to put in a case number so it's an active investigation. Is that a requirement?
Yeah, it's like we do with our Davis system or driver's license system or even our criminal history. I don't think people understand. We already have protocols for stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And you have to put there's only a certain three or four purposes. And you have to put those in there, whether it is a case number or a type of a case. I think we probably do both of those. I can't recall which one, but we do have to put the information in. The ones that log the system, they do log why there's a query and what the purpose is for this vehicle tag. And they put in the investigator who to contact. So it doesn't do us any good just for the analyst. So we have a bunch of information that we put in there. So that if the tag comes up, that we know, again, we knew why it was in there and we know who to call about that particular query.
I did want to give you a chance if you had any thoughts, and feel free to say you don't have any, whatever, about the White House Correspondents Association. This is now the third time we've had an attempt on the president's life that we know of. But, you know, obviously a lot of unusual circumstances, especially with the shooting and who got shot and who shot at. But, you know, I didn't know if you had anything you wanted to share, your perspective on any of this.
I don't know. I know that having worked with the Secret Service on a number of details when they're here, and they're even more heightened than they probably have ever been, I still find it odd that you allow an individual, even right outside the room or outside the building, that has access to it. I think that the time is probably gone that the president can go to an event that's not at the White House or that's not secured. Again, this is not the first time he's had his life in danger.
Yeah,
I think that you've got to pay. Times have changed. People are a little crazy. Some people are unhinged, and I think that if you're going to have either an outdoor event or if you're going to have an event that you can't properly contained out in and outside, I think that you should probably reevaluate those things. And yeah. They've done that historically. You know, they've tightened things up and tightened things up and tightened things up for years now, for decades now. So I don't know that I have a comment. I don't have any criticism. I just think that you've got to understand that when you're near a hotel or at a hotel, it's almost impossible to really fully check every room and every person.
You know, it's interesting. Rick Scott, we just had him on about a half hour ago, and he kind of said the same thing. It's like one of the reasons he didn't go is because it's like, I don't think you can make it safe. You just can't make these things safe. Hey, last thing before we let you go, we're totally out of time, but Cookie with a Cop is coming up at Chick-fil-A on the 30th of this month in 2 days.
Yeah, on Thursday, the 20th, we have it from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m., and it's the Chick-fil-A on Bayou Boulevard. And, you know, it's a little bit of a play on the coffee with a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone loves coffee. I don't drink coffee very much, but I'm a fan of cookies. And they got some pretty good ones at Chick-fil-A. So we're wanting people to swing by 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, come visit us and come meet and visit the fine folks at Chick-fil-A on Bayou Boulevard this Thursday, April the 30th.
Outstanding. Chip Simmons is our sheriff in Escambia County, as always, sir. I appreciate the time. Safe travels as you return home, and I look forward to you enjoying your crossing of the bridge and feeling like you're finally back in your domain again. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
All right. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on 98 westbound, headed toward Gulf Breeze, experiencing about an 8-minute delay. Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, about a 9-minute delay. And let's see here, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 with a 5-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you know it's time for you to get that next used car, go to Frontier Motors. Just trying to remind you, that's where you want to start. But maybe you're like me and you put these decisions off. Because, you know, you don't want to deal with the people. You don't want to think about the cost. You don't want the inconvenience of having to go do the shopping. And, you know, maybe it's a lot of time and all that. And okay, I get it. Trust me, I get it. You put it off too long. But that's the point. You have put it off too long. You deserve a good car. And so go to Frontier and find it. And maybe they have exactly what you want at the right price you want. And you're going to buy it and it'll be great and it'll be fantastic. Or maybe they won't have quite what you want, but they're close. And you can send them to go looking, right? I want one that's going to be a little bit cheaper because I'm willing to take more miles. Or I want one that's, in fact, newer, and so I'm willing to pay a little bit more for it. Whatever. Or the trim level is a little bit different than what you want. But the point is, find it and start at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
That's the sound of an old box full of sterling silver flatware that you'll never use. Do you have a handful of old nugget jewelry, broken chains, and class rings? At today's gold and silver prices, these items are worth thousands of dollars. If you could use some extra money, come see Clayton or Sarah at Antiquarian Jewelers in Gulf Breeze proper, where they've been continuously paying top dollar for anything made of precious metals since 1978. Antiquarian Jewelers buys and sells gold and silver coins, too, located at 12 Live Oak Street next to Dunkin' Donuts.
Bands on the Beach happens every Tuesday night at 7 with the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and enjoy the great music while the sun sets over the sand. This week, Chase Mitchell takes the stage. Chase is a Gulf Coast native and toured nationally as a child and teen, sharing stages with artists like Taylor Swift, Jason Aldean, and Rascal Flatts. We'll see you this Tuesday at Bands on the Beach with the Santa Rosa Island Authority and Cat Country 98.7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-983-2077 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-983-2077. That's 800-983-2077. What do you have to lose? Call 800-983-2077. Again, 800-983-2077.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio TV.
7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in our newsroom, maybe with a headline for us. David?
Absolutely. Well, Taylor Swift is taking legal action, Andrew, to protect her identity in the AI era. Her company filing trademark applications with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Applications cover sound trademarks for the phrases, "Hey, it's Taylor Swift," and "Hey, it's Taylor."
And I think for the picture of her, they use a lot in the boots.
Yep. Local talk.